narrative of the life of Eluda Equiano or Gustavus Vasa the African, and written by himself. And this book, which was published more recently, I think it was 2023, has published. It's called Nearer My Freedom, The Interesting Life of Eluda Equiano by Himself, by Monica Edinger and Leslie Young. So it recounts his life. So Eluda was born in Nigeria in 1745. He was the youngest son of a village leader. He was born among the Igbo people in the kingdom of Benin. And slavery was a part of life in Africa. His family actually had slaves as well. And it was always sort of this fear of like that you could be sold into slavery and captured. And at age 11, that happened. Both him and his sister were captured. They eventually were separated. He was taken from their village and over 6 or 7 months was moved around with different people enslaving him. And eventually made it to the coast, and that was his first time encountering white people and a slave ship. And he recounts in his book the horrors of the Middle Passage, the transatlantic voyage on a slave ship. And so he first comes to Barbados in the Caribbean, and then eventually to Virginia in the Americas. He was sold to one man originally, and then the following year he was sold to an English sea captain who forced him to use a new name, Gustavus Vara. So that's why in his original book, it's Eluda Equiano or Gustavus Vasa. Or sorry, is it Vasa or Vara? No, I can't remember. It's one of those. But with that sea captain, he ended up making many journeys, first back to the UK and then to many different places. And during his time with the sea captain, he also learned to read and write. And then later he was sold again. And again, first went to the Caribbean and then to the US. And his new enslaver allowed him to earn some money. And after 3 years, he had earned enough money that he was able to buy his freedom. So he had a certificate of emancipation, but living as a free Black person at that time was also like you never knew if people would accept your certificate. And so there was still fears at that time. And eventually he made it back to London, where he lived the rest of his time. He worked as a barber, but he also wrote his memoir and got that published. And until his death in 1792, he continued to be an abolitionist and fight for the UK to end slavery. And it was about, I think it was 15 years after his death that slavery finally ended in the UK. But he just had a very fascinating life with all of those different changes. And so it was an interesting story. And it's also, there aren't that many narratives, written memoirs of those experiences. So it's really unique having his memoir. And I had never heard of him before reading this book. Perhaps he's better known in the UK, I'm not sure. But his story was very interesting. And I thought the found verse made a book that was written, you know, the late 1700s, accessible for a young reader. So I think this would be an interesting book to read. It's also fairly compact. I forget how long the audiobook was, but I don't recall it being too long. Yeah, it was only a 3-hour audiobook, so it's also a pretty quick read, but highly suggested. It was very interesting. And I'm curious, because I didn't have the physical book in front of me, because you can get Eluda Equiano's book. It's like in the public domain, so you can find that online. But I'd be curious to see like how the found verse was constructed, like what words they chose to use, like how much they kept intact versus changed up. But yeah, so the book that I read is Nearer My Freedom, The Interesting Life of Eluda Equiano by Himself, by Monica Edinger and Leslie Young. And it is a very good audio book. I liked the readers, and I thought it was a nice way to explore the story.
Sounds interesting. What was it called again? I would like to put it down as a read.
Sure. It's Nearer My Freedom, The Interesting Life of Eluda Equiano by Himself. And Eluda is spelled O-L-A-U-D-A-H. Equiano's E-Q-U-I-A-N-O.
Thanks.
I win the spelling bee.
Okay,
Yeah. So now I have to decide what to read next. I'm reading one adult book now, but I have my eyes on a couple books for younger readers. I both want to read, there's the short story collection Collectors that won the Michael Prince Award this year. I'm curious about reading that. And then I also really want to read Rezbal, which won some awards at this year's American Library Association Youth Media Awards as well. Sounded very good. Do you all have anything next on your to-read list or anything you're reading for school?
well, yeah, we are reading some things in school, but I forgot what they're called. And I'm not sure what to add on my to-do list to read yet.
Have to come up with some good ones for you. How about you, Jada? Anything you're reading for school or excited to read next?
Well, I'm reading this book called The Firekeeper's Daughter from School. It's
Cool.
not really for that what I like, but it's maybe just because of it's too early for me to tell yet. Maybe it's one of those books, but anyway, I have to read it because it's a school book, so.
Yeah, sometimes those, especially books that you don't have a choice on, it's like you might find along the way that you're interested, but it's because it's not a choice, it's harder to commit to how you feel about it early on. But I haven't read that one. I'm curious about it. Definitely heard about it. Cool. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
Happy reading.
bye.
Shine. Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belongs to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
But I have one of the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
For less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
Building.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right? We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. These guys know what to call. They're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking. Confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, and New York's wide awake. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Let's go on subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn, and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes, sneakers looking fresh to death. I'm loving those show toes. Walking that walk, talk that slick talk. Liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday.
Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this. Reluctant, tell me, cool down, down. Act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing with you drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cash, cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest, like the pips at the Gladys. And I know they love it, so they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Would you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Would you be mine?
to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WJXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. The song that you were just listening to was called American Boy by Kanye West. I am your host of today's show, DJ Sosa, and I am here today joined by
DJ Cola
and DJ Sean Money.
Indeed. We are here today to bring you great music discussion. The more, we'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 16th. Local early morning temperatures range from 24 in Tannersville to 35 in Red Hook.
Close the headphones, leave all the other time.
Soil temperature is 30.
Oh.
We have snow reports in Jefferson, 1 inch. Knox, 1.8. And Richmondville comes in at 2 inches. Wind advisories are out, so watch for sudden blowing snow when driving.
Yo, bro, you do it for so long, bro. Lasting into the afternoon. Bro, you do it for so long, and the shit just conditions
in roadways and cause some power outages. We see a high of 25 degrees at 12 p.m. Before then, you might see some light snow, but the flakes will likely disappear in the wind. Overnight, temperatures drop to 25 degrees, and some light snow begins to fall. Saturday, we'll see about a half inch of snowfall through the day, and we get a high of 36 at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures drop to 20 degrees, then Sunday will be dry and windy with a high of 38. Monday, still dry with a high of 36. Sunset today will be at 5:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:46 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 15%. Plasma winds will be average at 448 kilometers per second with an average density of 5 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 151, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
But just forgot what the color of her eyes were, and her scars or how she got them, as the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten. We'll be right back.
This is the WGXC Daily News. Casey Abel reports for HudsonValley360.com that more than 100 people turned out February 13th for Catskill High School's Interact Club 22nd Annual March for Peace and Justice in Catskill. The march began and ended on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Way, also known as West Main Street. B. Blauberg explained why the Second Baptist Church in Catskill was where marches met. Blauberg said, and I quote, "During the civil rights movement, organizers of civil disobedience met at local churches where they asked the Lord for his protection and blessings before they marched off to face Bull Connor, the Birmingham, Alabama Commissioner of Public Safety during the 1960s, who was vehemently opposed to the civil rights movement and his dogs and the fire hoses of public safety. The marchers often returned to their church, not only to lick their wounds, but to assess the effects of their protests and to plan future ones. In memory of the role played by the church, we like our protesters to start the march at the church," end quote. The march ended with an interfaith benediction from Deacon Ron Dombrowski and Rabbi Zoe Katz, and then a We Shall Overcome sing-along. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup reports that court clerk Haley Whalen was arrested February 13th because police say she threw away tickets for people she knew. She was charged with four counts of first-degree falsifying business records and four counts of first-degree tampering with public records, both felonies, and four counts of official misconduct and four counts of second-degree criminal contempt, both misdemeanors. The state police say Whalen used her credentials to dismiss tickets on behalf of acquaintances. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that the State Division of Human Rights has expanded the statute of limitations for filing unlawful discrimination to 3 years. Before February 15th, a lawsuit had to be filed within 1 year. Mental health was cited as a reason for the extension. Advocates say studies show that survivors of discriminatory experiences often have difficulty processing those incidences within 1 year. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "New York State remains committed to promoting safety, dignity, and respect for survivors as the tide of hate rises across our country. This new statute of limitations adds another layer to our collective responsibility to protect one another and create an environment that makes survivors feel safe." End quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Dream.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
Week.
Well, I'm calling you Tyrone the whole week.
DJ Tyrone.
So we got three games we're going to play.
Okay.
You tilt the screen so I can't see.
No, that's a fact.
No, I said turn it so you can't, so I can't see.
Oh.
Or should I don't know? Like, is it one of those things where I can see the answers?
It doesn't matter. Cause
I might need to see this.
Yeah.
Say an answer, then we'll click it.
Okay.
So I'll read the answers. Or you can show the screen. Yeah. Right on.
Okay.
You may want to tilt that a little bit, like forward, so that way that screen don't fall off in the back.
Yeah. Right on. So all right. We have an NBA quiz for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna beat you in this.
Starting off simple, what team
doesn't wear red and blue?
Philadelphia.
Chicago Bulls.
Bro, answer that quick.
Jeez, the Wizards.
I can't even
Detroit
see it.
And Philadelphia all have blue.
See it, to be honest.
Can you see that?
Yeah, that's way better. Right.
So I'm just gonna give it to whoever reads off the.
Okay.
First, we will read off the question. Yeah, he gets one there.
So do you want to let him finish the question first next time?
No.
Finish the question, bro.
We're red and blue. And then I said Chicago Bulls. Business needs to show up. All right, we'll put.
What was the first appearance of the NBA?
1940. No.
Are we gonna do it so we both get an answer?
I think it's 1951.
Yeah, you're right.
Both get an answer.
I think it's 1951.
You chose 1951.
Yeah.
I'm gonna choose 1940.
Rock paper scissors for it.
Yeah. Oh, well, he just picked either one.
Oh. Yeah, you both picked it for one.
So you just. Oh, it's not 1940. What is it? What's the right answer?
Oh, in
1949. That was my first one, but...
I thought it wouldn't give it to us. I was about to be like, you're not going to give us the right answer in the quiz. Crazy.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Move the butts.
How many teams does Western and Eastern Conference have?
I know the answer.
15?
Yeah, it's 15.
All right, yeah.
Are we doing it like whoever just says the right answer first? Yeah. Okay, because I didn't want to be like
15.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
we're gonna read the question, and then once I'm done with the question, you guys can both say.
Okay.
Cool.
So
man.
Right now you guys are tied for one over another. I'm only gonna get 1 point.
I could have easily got that as soon as I read it.
Yeah.
So now we're going.
Stephen Curry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. You didn't even read the question. You should.
Who was
I'm sorry.
Bro's got his head cut off.
That's so. If you don't know who that is, you just don't.
Yeah, I only pay attention. Like, I was trying to make it so I could hear myself better.
This time, all right. This is what we're gonna do. Even if we can read the question, we're still gonna let Noah answer. All right,
cool.
Yeah,
right.
I feel bad. Unfair.
So now it is
2-1.
DJ,
all right.
Indiana.
Indeed.
Which one of these teams is not in the Atlantic Division?
Raptors. New York Knicks. To the Raptors?
Oh, I'm bugging. I'm bugging.
I think we know who gets the point here. Did you say that?
He said the... He definitely did it.
He said the Raptors.
It wasn't even a choice.
It wasn't even a choice. I went off the photo.
You guys are still tough.
Oh, yeah, because you say...
Los Angeles Lakers have won the most championships.
False.
You're both saying false?
Yeah.
It's false.
The
Boston, I know.
Yeah.
Happened. Yeah.
Yep. And that is confirmed.
But I think the Lakers are like second.
Golden State Warriors.
Yo, I didn't hear the question.
He read it. You should pay attention. Pimp?
I guess.
I can't say too much about that. He did get the right answer.
Okay. So, what? 3-2?
Yeah.
There's also an additional punishment for whoever loses.
Okay.
We're gonna play.
How many of these are we playing?
Video of whoever loses. When they were around 14.
So if I feel okay.
How are we gonna play an old video of you? You have old
video.
Anti-bullying video. Stop.
Nah, that's crazy.
DJ Ricky.
Cut your nails.
DJ Ricky.
Oh my god.
DJ Sosa.
Yeah, no, that goes old back. No, DJ Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky!
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I play my video for fun, so I mean, that's what it is.
So,
all right.
This one, I didn't like this one.
That was.
Like, it's just an emoji of a Golden State Bridge. Like, come on.
I wasn't even paying attention to this question.
I'm basketball to get that one right. So, I'm executive veto. Lincoln still got the lead, though, 2-1.
3-2, I think. Which of the following players was the 2019 NBA All-Stars Game captain? Oh, LeBron and Giannis.
Ooh, he answered that quick.
Wait,
it's Curry and Giannis.
Oh, yeah.
Curry and LeBron.
He said Stephen Curry, LeBron. I said Giannis and LeBron.
Okay, so I think he's tying it out here.
Let's get it. It was Giannis and LeBron.
Wait, for this year?
2019.
Oh, yeah.
So it's... Good point.
Good system. If you get it right and the other person doesn't, you get a point. Which one of these players has the most experience in All-Star games?
LeBron.
Let me see. Yeah, that was kind of an easy-ass question.
LeBron, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, and James Harden.
It's LeBron James.
That's LeBron.
Correct. That's both that. That one. The baby-faced assassin is whose nickname?
Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook. I'm going to say that only because he rocks the baby when he does low. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't. It might be wrong though.
If
so
you say Russell Westbrook, you can tie it.
I'll say Russell.
But it might be you know.
If it's between Russell,
it's
between Russell or like I think like.
It's the best out of 3-2.
Oh wait, is it Kawhi? It's definitely Giannis. But I already said Russell Westbrook.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll go with Giannis.
Okay.
I could be tricking this man. He just lost.
It don't matter. We were both wrong. Curry was the first one.
So it turns out he's got the baby face out of everybody.
He's just favoring Curry right now.
Is it because he was mad young?
Look at Curry, man.
Flight. He kind of got a baby face. You know something funny about his games and just
when Curry doesn't have his beard.
So small.
When 6 inches in real life, he's taller than me.
Yeah,
just by a couple inches, like two. He could dunk, and I can't. It's just so sad.
So,
bro, I wish Curry dunked more, bro.
We are gonna do
LeBron James.
We're not counting that.
It's LeBron, bro.
That's
LeBron.
Even if you don't know basketball, basketball, you've got to know. Got to know.
Nah, it's James Harden.
It's LeBron, bro. What's the score?
The score is 1-2.
Kobe How? Bryant.
If you get a point right, you only get a point if you answer right and the other person doesn't.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So, because there's a lot of ones we both answer the same.
If you both get it right, you guys tie, and then nobody gets the point.
All right, read the question.
All right. Kobe Bryant retired with which Chicago, or, with the Chicago Bulls.
False. He retired with the Los Angeles
Lakers. Yeah.
That was the only team he played for.
You guys got that right. You guys got that right. You guys know your stuff. Which one of these teams is not the NBA?
This is going to be so easy. Orlando Magic. No, Chicago Stags.
That's crazy. That was your first answer. What's your answer?
Oh, what the freak?
Chicago, man.
Like, yeah. What? I didn't lock it in.
Let's see. What's the question?
Who has won the most regular MVP awards? Final question.
LeBron James.
LeBron. Bro, I be getting quick meeting by the photo, bro.
Well, whoever smacks the first one the harder wins.
Whoa.
Smack off. All right, well, since this one is tied, we still have three other, like,
there are other
one,
ones,
right?
Yes, we still got a few more. Is my mic on?
No. Yes.
No.
Why? Ow!
What? That's
what?
Not yours. What? That's because you're my mic. Your mic is muted. What? You forget you're on mine. This one.
What?
It's oh that mic also has a switch on it.
Bruh.
Sorry.
Okay, well there we go.
It's off still.
It was off.
There we go. Okay, well that explains that.
So
my apologies.
Yeah, his mic has a switch on it because I get lazy sometimes, and I don't be wanting to mute my mic.
I'm gonna turn it off.
I just turned off my mic.
So now we are tied.
Whoa! What was that advertisement? Go back.
Oh, yeah.
Just seven.
No, that's crazy.
I thought that too. I'm glad I'm not the only one. So now we are gonna be right back after song break.
Whoa! Nah, I gotta rejuvenate my mind. Come on.
Oh, you wanna do another?
Come on, just do it. Yeah.
All right. So never mind. We're gonna go. We have two different ones. We have the Dragon Ball quiz, and we can do whoever answers that one. Or the would you rather, but you're not going to be giving your answer. You're going to be guessing who has the most picked options.
Let's do our Dragon Ball quiz.
Okay.
Because this one's going to be interesting. Dragon Ball is my best anime.
Let's see.
Back to question one, because I was testing
I don't know that. Android 18's real name? What's that? What?
I know that one.
All right, whatever. Restart. All right, come on.
Start quiz.
Oh, what if we both like did the quiz? Like one person did it and the other one did it and whoever got the better score, but like
When Vegeta came to Earth to collect the Dragon Balls, he came with a partner. What was his name?
Nappa.
It was Nappa.
Yeah, you guys got that. See, I already answered that, so the answer is already green too. And I already answered the next one, so I gotta what is Android 18's name? Lapis, Lazuli, Juro, or Deborah?
Lazuli.
Lincoln's got one to
He literally is green.
He just looked. All right, now
I thought you were saying A through.
No, it does show you the right one. Look, it shows you the green one.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're uncontested. On which planet was Goku born? Namek, Earth, Vegeta, or Grand Kai?
Vegeta.
Both of you going in with the right answer. Who was the official winner of the Cell Games tournament?
Gohan,
Goku, Vegeta, or Mr. Satan?
Goku. No, it's Mr. Satan.
It's Goku.
It's Mr. Satan.
Wait, the official winner of the Cell Games tournament?
My final answer is Mr. Satan.
My final answer is Goku. Mr. Satan did not do anything.
We're going to see.
Goku literally won the money, remember?
So.
Of the Cell tournament.
Oh, damn, I'm thinking about the World tournament. Damn.
Mr. Satan.
Because.
1-1.
Because Goku had died.
Uh-huh.
And then
Gohan was still alive, though.
Gohan beat Cell, but it was too smoky. And then Satan came out of the smoke and he took the credit. And then they all said he was like the best fighter ever.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he beat Cell!
Literally,
that boy got scared and hit behind a rock.
Behind a rock.
So this one, whoever reads the answer first,
just read the question first.
And then I'm whoever says the answer first, whoever screams it first. Okay. What is the name of Goku's dad?
Burdock.
Oh God!
Lincoln got that.
Got for a second.
2-1 Lincoln taking
wait,
the lead.
You should just. Oh wait, yeah. Don't even show the answers because we know what happened.
Yeah. Okay. Who is the name of this character?
Shin.
No, it's not. It's.
Is it? Hey, your answer is your answer. I'm not gonna suggest one way or the other. We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out in the end here.
I think it's Kai.
You're gonna think it's. Kaioshin.
Yeah.
See. The answer is Shin. He is the Kai, so he is Kaio Shin. But his name is Shin.
Okay.
So due to a technicality, Lincoln gets that. 3-1.
That's how is that his and not mine? I said the whole thing, though.
What do you mean? That's that was the answer.
His official thing is Kaio Shin.
His name.
I still said it.
It was Shin. I said it first. Shin.
He did. He gets that.
Shin-y. So what is it? Two,
this
two, three?
This question doesn't count. This is the King stupidest Kai's question
planet.
Ever.
This is King Kai. What planet does he live on?
King Kai's planet.
Oh, Majin Buu.
Ooh.
Oh wait. No.
Oh, it's Evil Buu.
Yeah, it's Evil
Buu. Or Skinny Buu or Skinny whatever. Boo.
Since you do got the lead, we're gonna give him that one. 3-2 in Lincoln's favor. DJ Sosa's flavor.
What?
Who killed Bobby?
Majin Buu.
And now we're gonna do it. So if you say your answer from now on. That you're locking in. If you say an answer, you're automatically locking in. You can't change it.
It's Majin Buu.
Yeah, it is Majin Buu.
Did that boy dirt.
So if we say the same answer, it's tied. No one gets a point. So is it 3-2?
Yes.
He's up. Okay.
Goku.
Yo, bro. Let him read the question.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get this one wrong, so you're tying anyway. It's over 9,000. Who's
over 9,000?
Fun fact, that's actually mistranslated.
Yeah, it's wasn't it like over it's like a higher number.
8,000. Because it's because in Japanese, that's when they first like animated it, and his lips look like it's like 9,000, so they just changed it. But it's really 8,000. Who uses the Big Bang attack?
Vegeta.
Vegeta is crazy, but yeah, you guys both got that. Which item is used to restore consumers' energy and physical health?
Sensu beans. I was about to say sacred water, and then I looked at sensu beans.
See, you guys both got this one wrong. It's egg. No, there was just an answer named egg. That's what I picked. I got it wrong, though. You guys were right. What is the name of the fusion between Goku and Mr. Satan?
Goku. No.
It's I have Xenoverse and they not Xenoverse. I have Dokkan and they have that. Let me see. You said Goku.
Mm-hmm.
That was his answer.
Yep.
I think it's Gosat.
We're gonna see. And to find this out, we just gotta click a little back arrow and then it is Goku. Yes. You guys are tied now.
3-3.
What is the name of Frieza's brother?
Chilled.
Cooler.
Cooler.
It's Cooler.
He's got that. Wait, 1-1. It was Cooler.
It was Cooler?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because it goes Frieza, it goes King.
See, Lord Cool. Chilled is actually their ancient ancestor.
Yeah. But their dad's name is
King Cold.
Yeah, King Cold.
And this is Lord Chilled. This is their ancient ancestor.
That's the one. That's
what?
Oh my god.
That's
from the parody. But I think
what is this?
But
okay, good thing you guys get
he's the first one who's ever seen Super Saiyan because of Bardock, and that's why Frieza's like DNA is terrified. Like absolutely terrified of Super Saiyans and the legend because it's in their DNA of getting their butt beat.
So now we're gonna take a little break and we're gonna go into the news update, weather update, all that. And some songs. We're going to play some songs. And now it is 1-1.
Rawr.
Whoever wins the Would You Rather gets the most on that wins. And we will see you right after this little break.
Rawr.
baby, don't hang up so I can tell you what you need to know. Baby, I'm begging you, just please don't go so I can tell you what you need to know. Yeah, I'm at a paintball trying to go home on the chain I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby, it's all.
Those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us,
just the two of us,
just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow.